And two is a zoning agreement amendment at 989, 991, and 993 McPhillips Street under file ZAAS6 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. The conditional use affecting 993 McPhillips Street under file DCU 116894 of 2014D.
Okay, I'm not sure who the applicants are.
The applicant, there's two applicants for the combined hearing. Mm-hmm. One is Adelma Marinelli at 294 Lipton Street, okay. And also Sap Prasut Seha. S-A-Y-A-P-H-E-T-N, I'm sorry, at 257 Sherman Street. Danella is the applicant for the zoning agreement and amendment, and Mr. Sapasuk is the applicant for the conditional use.
For the conditional use. Okay, so could we have the first applicant up? Or
we can come up together.
Yeah, you can come up together, please. And we'd like to hear what your application is about, and we'll give you up to 10 minutes to present your application's merits.
Okay. My name is Cypress Youth Sayapeth. My address is 257 Sherman Street. And I would like to open up a tattoo studio / clothing store at 993 McPhillips.
Okay.
I've been a artist of 8 years, professionally, previously working at Rebel Waltz Tattoo, a shop that's been around 15 years. I'm not sure what else.
Okay.
Question.
Do you have a question, Swerve?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, are you occupying all the units, the whole building, or just...
No, I'm only occupying the 993 section of the building.
Okay.
The other half, or the other two-thirds, is occupied by a cash money store.
That's okay. Cash money. Okay. Any further questions on that? No? Okay. So that was speaking to the conditional use. There's a rezoning here.
It's combined hearing.
Yeah. Did you want to mention anything about the rezoning, or you just need this in order to proceed with that conditional use for?
Adama, the owner of the building, has already spoken with somebody in the council. There was an error where part of the building was, she assumed that the building was previously already a C2 zoning, but for some reason, only part of the building was, and the section that I'm trying to occupy was not. So she has corrected that, and I guess today is for the full approval.
Okay, that's a combined hearing.
So,
okay.
Mr. Chair, essentially, yes. We're removing the caveat then that's on the original agreement instead of a whole rezoning. Is that correct?
Yeah, the property is actually zoned. It was rezoned C2 in 2002.
But there was a caveat.
They put on a zoning agreement, and effectively the zoning agreement said to the effect that they only have C1 uses. So we're removing the caveat that would allow the property that's on C2 to have C2 uses.
Wait.
So if we remove the caveat, then maybe additional use?
Yes.
Yep. Then it can move forward. Okay. Well, that sounds great. Okay, thanks for, there was no more questions, right? So thanks for your presentation. Is there anybody else here in support of the application? Anybody in support? No? Okay. Is there anybody in opposition to the applications?
No.
No? Nobody in opposition? Anybody here just for simple information? Nope. Okay. I don't think, is there a need for the applicant to come back up?
Or? No, I don't think so, Mr. Chairman.
No?
I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay, excellent.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?